Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was moving down the road in my BA4.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Bert Folsom, celebrating his 13th year as a member of our Brain Trust. His new book is called New Deal or Raw Deal, available wherever books are sold. Bert's also a professor at Hillsdale College in Michigan, and that's hillsdale.edu, right, Bert?
That's right. So, it takes no federal funds, so Hillsdale is not part of the problem.
Right, there you go. Hey, Bert, one of the things that I think that there's a problem for America is we've gotten all confused in our definitions. The president's job is to run the government.
Right.
It's not to run the country. It's not to run the economy. I hear people on television all the time saying he's the president, whichever one it may be, Bush or whoever. He should be back here running the country. Well, you know what? You and I, Bert, we run the country. Me and my business owner peers, we run the economy. The president runs the government, and we've gotten dangerously confused about those definitions, about those job assignments. What do you think?
Well, I think that you're absolutely right, and the Constitution spells it out. The Constitution is our legal document. If you look at Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, it outlines the duties, for example, for Congress. And then you have outlining of the duties for the president. And the duties of Congress and the president are rather few, and it's up to us to run the country.
But did FDR think he was supposed to run the country and the economy?
Yes, he did. And see, he claimed a mandate for that because of the crisis. Crisis is always the situation that creates the growth of government. You have a crisis, and then you have the growth of government, and then when the crisis is over, the government no longer does not shrink back to the former level.
That's right. That's exact. And so Obama, President Obama, I feel, believes, and maybe other presidents have, but I'm talking about the one we have right now. I'm convinced that President Obama thinks that it's his job. Now, I'm not sure that anymore he thinks he has the answers, because I think he might be disabused of some of that arrogance in the last couple of years.
Right.
But I do believe he thinks it's his job to run the country, the government, the country, and the economy. There is no one person capable of doing that, and therefore, when you try, you do it badly.
Well, I think that's right, and unfortunately, you just look at all the Council of Economic Advisors. It was created after World War II, and it was put under the president. Well, that's naturally going to push the whole process in the direction of giving more power to the executive. There was no Council of Economic Advisors in the Constitution.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's the problem we have. Is we have so many of these things that we keep tacking on, and you and I, Bert, as citizens, we keep allowing these things to happen.
Well, it is true that that's happened because kind of lethargy and it takes over a lot of people. They don't want to think about governments. Like, you don't want to think about all the different parts of your car and how
right.
they work. You want to turn it over to a mechanic. And we can't really turn government over to everybody else. We have to have citizens. If a republic is going to endure, it has to have citizens that have a certain level of concern and knowledge about their government.
Mm-hmm. And that's another tipping point that we're dangerously close to, I think.
Yes, and, the education system is not really helping us on this. It used to be that education was good for training citizens.
Right.
They taught about their country. I teach history, and I regret to say that in historical polls, most of my peers, my fellow PhDs in history, believe, this is documented, that FDR was a greater president and contributed more to the United States than did George Washington.
Wow.
With that belief, we're going to get
right.
more teaching that
yeah.
growth of government is good.
Mm-hmm.
Merely being a good, honest citizen is not nearly as good.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the problem we have right now. And I tell you, Bert, we're at a moment, of all the difficult moments, World War II, World War I, the missile crisis, 2008, all that stuff, I'm going to go out on a limb and say America is right now at the most dangerous point in its life since the Civil War, maybe.
Well, I think you're right. Maybe even more dangerous than the Civil War.
Well, because that was going to potentially rend the country in half.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're at a point where we may not have the will as a citizenry, as a society, we may not have the will to fix the problems that we have that are going to take us down.
A lot of people do. Some don't. The question is those who do, will they be able to prevail and
right.
will their ideas emerge? And
that's
win?
Where we are. And small business owners, you and I have to be leaders in this fight. There's no question about that. We can't sit on the sidelines anymore. We have to make ourselves known. Bert, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Jim, it's good to be with you.
New deal or raw deal, folks. Wherever books are sold, I know it's on Amazon, all over the place there. Don't miss that book by Bert Folsom, Jr. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.